Okay, first of all, I would like to thank all the organizers for giving me an opportunity to talk in this conference. And finally, I thank all the audience for hearing this talk. So, suppose G is a finite dimensional simple algebra over a complex number C. And if I take a tensor product of this with Laurent polynomial ring in n variables, then this multi-loop algebra can be given a Lie algebra structure, which is called a multi-loop Lie algebra. And the universal central extension of this is called a toroidal Lie algebra. So representations of toroidal Lie algebras are studied by Rao, Berman, and Billig. And in one variable case, suppose in the Laurent polynomial ring, if we take just one variable, then this twisted multi-loop Lie algebra together with one-dimensional central extension and a derivation is known as twisted Fan-Katz-Moody Lie algebra. And Charian Presley and Rao, they have studied representations of twisted Fan-Katz-Moody Lie algebras. So today I will talk about finite dimensional irreducible representations of twisted multi-loop Lie algebras. And these representations are given in terms of the representations of finite dimensional semi-simple Lie algebras. So let L1 is C T1 raised power plus minus 1, T2 raised power plus minus 1, and Tn raised power plus minus 1 be the ring of Laurent polynomials in n variables, T1, T2, Tn. For m bar is equal to m1, m2, mn, which is in Zn, let T raised power m bar is T1 raised power m1, T2 raised power m2, and Tn raised power mn. Let G is a finite dimensional simple Lie algebra over complex numbers, and Lg is G tensored with the Laurent polynomial ring, C T1 raised power plus minus 1, T2 raised power plus minus 1, Tn raised power plus minus 1 with the multi-loop algebra with the Lie algebra structure, which is given by X T raised power m bar, Y T raised power n bar is equal to X bracket Y T raised power m bar plus n bar for X, Y in G and m bar n bar in Zn. So let mu is a Dynkin diagram automorphism of G, which satisfies mu raised power k is equal to identity. Here we will assume that mu is not equal to identity. And epsilon is a primitive kth root of unity. Then we extend this mu as an automorphism of Lg, which is defined by x t1 raised power m1, t2 raised power m2, tn raised power mn, which is equal to epsilon raised power negative m1, mu x t1 raised power n1, t2 raised power m2, and tn raised power mn. So here we are twisting just one variable, and we define the subalgebra Lg mu is equal to all y in Lg such that mu y is equal to y. So this is the fixed point subalgebra of Lg under the automorphism mu. So since epsilon is a primitive kth root of unity, m1 will be a multiple of k. Now the fixed point space G0 under mu of G is a simple Lie algebra with Chivale generators EI, FI, where I is a finite set, and suppose Cartan subalgebra H0, HI, which is HI, I belongs to I. This is a result of Katz. So here, because we are working in finite dimensional simple Lie algebras, we have only 5 cases. In A to L, we have fixed point subalgebra is BL. In A to L minus 1, we have CL, and DL, if we have DL plus 1, then G0 is again BL, and if we have E6, then we have G0 is F4, and if we have D4, then we have G0 as G2. Okay. Let GI, let gi is equal to all x belongs to g such that mu x is equal to epsilon raised power I x for I in z. So this is the eigenspace for the eigenvalue epsilon raised power I of mu. Then g can be written as direct sum of gi I in z, I belongs to z over kz. And another way of describing this Lg mu is all those Lg mu j, direct sum of j in z, where Lg mu j is equal to t1 raised power j, t2 raised power m2, tn raised power mn, tensor g j modulo k, and m2, m3 and so on mn, they are in z n minus 1. So in our case, we have k is equal to 2 or k is equal to 3. So g is equal to g0 plus g1 or g is equal to g0 plus g1 plus g2. Now this g0, g1 is a g0 module. So let theta naught belongs to h0 star be the lowest weight of the g0 module g1, and let e0 be the lowest weight vector of g0 module g1. And F0 is the highest weight vector of G0 module G1 normalized so that H0 E0 is equal to 2E0, E0 F0 is equal to H0. Then our proposition says this Lg mu is generated by Lg mu is generated by the following subalgebras. For each I in I, Ei t1 raised power k m1, t2 raised power m2, tn raised power mn, Fi t1 raised power k m1, t2 raised power m2, tn raised power mn, Hi t1 raised power k m1, tn raised power mn, which is a subalgebra of Lg mu, which is isomorphic to SL2 tensor C t1 raised power plus minus k, t2 raised power plus minus 1, tn raised power plus minus 1. So for each I in I, they form a SL2 triplet. Similarly, we have E0 tensor T1, T1 raised power k m1, T2 raised power m2, Tn raised power mn, F0 tensor T1 raised power negative 1, T1 raised power k m1, T2 raised power m2, Tn raised power mn, H0 T1 raised power k m1, T2 raised power m2, Tn raised power mn, which is a subalgebra of Lg mu, again which is isomorphic to SL2 tensor C, t1 raised power plus minus k, t2 raised power plus minus 1, tn raised power plus minus 1. So idea of the proof is, so we can say let Lg mu star be the Lie algebra which is generated by the above subalgebras. So according to Katz, Ei, Fi, Hi will generate the simple Lie algebra G0. So G0 tensor 1 is contained in Lg mu star, and again we can take the bracket x t1 raised power k m1, t2 raised power m2, tn raised power mn, y tensor 1, this bracket is equal to x bracket y t1 raised power k m1, t2 raised power m2, tn raised power mn, where x, y is in G0. And since G0 is simple Lie algebra, we can deduce that G0 tensor T1 raised power k m1, T2 raised power m2, Tn raised power mn is contained in Lg mu star. Again, we have E0 tensor T1, T1 raised power k m1, T2 raised power m2, Tn raised power mn. This is in Lg mu star. So we can take its bracket with y tensor 1 once again. And this is equal to E0 y, where y is in G0. And this, so now E0 bracket with Y is in G1. Now again by Katz, the representation of G0 on G1 is irreducible. So we can deduce that G1 tensor T1, T1 raised power K M1, T2 raised power M2, Tn raised power Mn is contained in Lg mu star. Again by Katz, representation of g0 on g negative 1 is again irreducible. Hence we can deduce that g negative 1 tensor t1 raised power negative 1, t1 raised power km1, t2 raised power m2 and so on, tn raised power mn is contained in Lg mu star. And one can conclude that Lg mu star is equal to Lg mu. So this is in the case when k is equal to 3. All right. Now, classification of finite dimensional irreducible LG mu modules. Let delta be the set of roots of GH. Let pi is contained in delta be a set of simple roots. Let delta plus be the positive roots and delta minus is equal to minus of delta plus, the set of all negative roots. And for alpha in delta, let G alpha be the corresponding root space. And let eta plus minus is equal to direct sum of G alpha, alpha all positive or alpha or negative roots. And then G can be written as an eta plus plus x plus eta minus. And Lg is equal to L eta plus plus L h plus L eta minus. Now mu is our Dynkin diagram automorphism. So it will leave L eta plus going to L eta plus. It will take L eta minus to L eta minus. So we have Lg mu can be written as L eta plus mu plus LH mu plus L eta minus mu, where L eta plus mu is the mu fixed points of Ln plus. Let U mu is equal to U LH, Lg mu is the universal enveloping algebra of Lg mu. Now a definition. Definition of highest weight module for Lg mu. An Lg mu module V is said to be a highest weight module if there exists a vector V in V such that U mu V is equal to V, L and eta plus mu V is equal to 0, and there exists phi in LH mu star such that H action of H on V is equal to phi HV for all H in LH mu. So this definition is similar to the definition of a Verma module, and but here we have an infinite dimensional abelian subalgebra, but this will work in the same way. So let phi belongs to L H mu star, and let C phi is a one dimensional L eta plus mu plus L H mu module, where L eta plus mu acts trivially on C phi and L H mu acts by phi. Then M phi is defined as the induced Lg mu module, which is equal to universal enveloping algebra of Lg mu tensored with C phi. Okay. Now the proposition says, suppose H mu be the mu fixed points of mu in H, then as an H mu module, we can decompose this M phi as direct sum of weight spaces. So these are direct sum of N phi beta, where beta is in H mu star, where N phi beta is all V in N phi, such that action of H on V is equal to beta HV for all H in H mu. And N phi is a free UL eta minus mu module, and as a vector space, N phi can be written as UL eta minus mu tensored with C phi. N phi contains a unique proper maximal submodule. So if we take the quotient of M phi with the unique proper maximal submodule, we get a unique irreducible quotient which we will denote by V phi. So now I will construct finite dimensional irreducible modules for Lg mu. Here construction begins. It is somewhat technical. So let n be the positive integer for each I lying between 1 to n, let ni be a positive integer. So let a bar I is equal to ai1, ai2, ani be non-zero distinct complex numbers. So this we have for each I varies from 1 to small n, and let capital N is product of capital N1, capital N2, capital Nn, and let I is equal to I1, I2, In, where ij lies between 1 to capital Nj. So let m bar is equal to m1, m2, mn belongs to Zn. Let phi a bar be a Lie algebra homomorphism which is defined by it goes from Lg to direct sum of G n copies, which I will denote by G capital N, and the homomorphism is given by x t1 raised power m1, t2 raised power m2, tn raised power mn, which goes to a1 I1 raised power m1, a n I n raised power m1, mn x, I1 varies from 1 to n1, I n varies from 1 to nn. So this, for example, there are capital N n tuples on the right hand side which are of the form I1, I2, In, with ij lies between 1 to capital Nj, for j lies between 1 to n in this above equation. So if we fix some ordering of these, and suppose k belongs to 1, 2 and so on up to capital N, and if I1, I2, In is the kth element in our fixed ordering, then in the kth place we have A1, I1 raised power M1, A and In raised power MnX. So this homomorphism is a specialization into Gn. So basically we are replacing T1 by A1, I1, T2 by A2, I2 and Tn by An, In and so on. So now by Rao, this phi a bar is surjective. So in the untwisted case, it is a surjective Lie algebra homomorphism. He has proved this. And so what I will do, I will restrict this Lie algebra homomorphism on Lg mu, and I will try to find out under what condition this map is again surjective from Lg mu to finite dimensional semi-simple Lie algebra Gn. So let S is contained in 1, 2 up to N1 be a maximal set such that A1 I raised power k is not equal to A1 j raised power k whenever ij is in S and ij lies between 1 to N1. So their kth powers are all distinct whenever ij belongs to S. Let lambda I not equal to 0 is in H star, and let lambda bar is equal to lambda 1, lambda 2, lambda n. And suppose V lambda I be the irreducible highest weight module with highest weight lambda I for G. And let A bar is equal to A bar 1, A bar 2, A bar n. And V lambda bar A bar is equal to tensor product of V lambda I. I varies from 1 to capital N, which is a Gn module. So I will write down the definition here. So this V lambda bar A bar, which is the tensor product of V lambda I, this is a direct sum of Gn module, and the definition is, suppose we take G1, G2 and so on Gn, then it is V1 tensored Gi, action of Gi on Vi tensored Vn, and I varies from 1 to N. So this V lambda bar A bar is again an irreducible Gn module. So what I will try to find out a surjective map from Lg mu to Gn, and this is an irreducible Gn module. So then we can classify irreducible Lg mu modules. Now there is a result which says that this V lambda bar A bar is finite dimensional if and only if each of this lambda I is dominant integral. Okay. So let's this phi a bar nu is phi a bar restricted to Lg nu. So this is a map now from Lg nu to finite dimensional semi-simple algebra Gn. Now if the cardinality of S is equal to n1, so that means we have this a bar 1 is a11 and so on a1n1. So cardinality of S is equal to n1, that means all these kth powers are distinct. So a1 raised to power k is not equal, they are all distinct for ij lying between 1 to n1. In that case, under this condition, this phi a bar mu is a surjectively algebra homomorphism and v lambda bar is an irreducible Lg mu module. Now idea of the proof is, so we should prove that the following n by n matrix is invertible. So this is a matrix a1 i1 raised power k m1, a2 i2 raised power m2 and so on an in raised power mn, where i1 i2 in, where ij lies between 1 to nj determines rows, and m bar is equal to m1 M2 and Mn, where M1 lies between 0 to N1 minus 1, M2 lies between 0 to N2 minus 1, Mn lies between 0 to NN minus 1, which determines the column. Now this matrix can be written as tensor product of matrices in the following manner. So this is A1 I1 raised power K M1, I1 lies between 1 to N1, M1 lies between 0 to N1 minus 1, tensored with A2 I2 raised power M2, I2 lies between 1 to N2, M2 lies between 0 to N2 minus 1 and so on, tensored with AN IN raised power MN, IN lies between 1 to NN, MN lies between 0 to NN minus 1. We call this first matrix as M1 and this M2 and so on, this MN. If the cardinality of S is equal to N1, then all these A1, I1 raised power K are distinct, for I1 lies between 1 to N1. So M1 is a van der Waals matrix, so it is invertible. Similarly, we have chosen all A2 I are distinct for ij lying between 1 to N2, again M2 is a van der Waals matrix, so it is invertible. Again, Mn is again a van der Waals matrix for the same reason, so hence Mn is also invertible. Now we know the tensor product of invertible matrices is invertible. So each of these matrices M1, M2, Mn is invertible. So we can conclude that M is also an invertible matrix. So hence phi a bar mu is a surjectively algebra homomorphism. Now v lambda bar is an irreducible as a Lg mu module by the map phi a bar which we restricted to Lg mu. So here the definition is, so we have a map from Lg nu going to this, and then we have end of v lambda 1 tensored with v lambda n. So the definition module of module action is x t1 raised power k m1, t2 raised power m2 and so on tn raised power mn. This goes to a1 i1 raised power k m1, a2 i2 raised power m2 and so on an in raised power mn. Since these are n in numbers, we can give them an ordering and I can write I varies from 1 to n, and this will be on action of this on v1 tensored vn will be v1 tensored x vi tensored with vn. So now I will prove that all finite dimensional irreducible module for Lg mu will look like this. So for that we come to our main lemmas and theorems. So for that a lemma is any non-zero ideal of Lg mu is of the form Lg mu I for some ideal I in C T1 raised power plus minus k T2 raised power plus minus 1 Tn raised power plus minus 1. Another lemma is if the cardinality of S is equal to N1, that means all A1i raised power k are distinct complex numbers, then kernel of phi A bar mu is equal to Lg mu I prime, where ideal I prime is generated by the polynomials P1 prime T1, P2 T2, and so on Pn Tn, where P1 prime T1 is written as T1 raised power k minus A1i raised power k, I varies from 1 to N1. All these are distinct because of cardinality of S is N1, and Tj Tj is equal to Tj minus Ajl product of L varies from 1 to Nj for all j lies between 2 to N. Now this ideal I prime is very special in the sense that it is generated by N polynomials where N is same as the number of variables in the Laurent polynomial ring, and this is a consequence of our specialization. Okay. Now there is another lemma which I will use in my main theorem. So which says let V is an irreducible Lg mu module with finite dimensional weight spaces with respect to H mu, then there exists a co-finite ideal I in Lk which is C T1 raised power plus minus K T2 raised power plus minus 1 Tn raised power plus minus 1 such that V is a module for Lg mu over Lg mu I which is again a finite dimensional Lie algebra, and this particular ideal I is generated by some polynomials P1 T1 raised power K P2 T2 and so on Pn Tn. Now next proposition is a proposition which has been proved by Rao, and same proof will work here. It is again a very important proposition. So let V is an irreducible finite dimensional module for a finite dimensional Lie algebra Lg mu over Lg mu I, then the solvable radical R of Lg mu over Lg mu I is 0 on V. Now let me come to my main result. So main theorem is so let V is any finite dimensional irreducible Lg mu module, then V is isomorphic to V lambda bar A bar as Lg mu module, where V lambda bar A bar is this tensor product of V lambda I varies from 1 to capital N, and where lambda bar is lambda 1, lambda 2, lambda n, which are all dominant integral weights, and where A bar 1 is A11, A12, A1, N1 is such that all their kth powers are distinct for I j lying between 1 to N1, and for I lies between 2 to N, A bar I is equal to AI1, AI2, AINI, which is a finite sequence of non-zero distinct complex numbers such that capital N is equal to N1, N2, and so on capital NN, and A bar is equal to A bar 1, A bar 2, A bar NN. So let us see the idea of the proof. So since V is a finite dimensional irreducible Lg mu module, There exists a homomorphism tau is from Lg mu going to end V. Now since V is finite dimensional, V will have finite dimensional weight spaces with respect to H mu. Then by our earlier lemma, there exists a cofinite ideal I in Lk, which is C T1 raised power plus minus k, T2 raised power plus minus 1, Tn raised power plus minus 1, such that V is a module for Lg mu over Lg mu I, which is a finite dimensional Lie algebra. And this particular ideal I is generated by n number of polynomials, P1 T1 raised power k, P2 T2, and so on, Pn Tn. Again, by earlier proposition, since this V is an irreducible finite dimensional module for a finite dimensional Lie algebra, which is Lg mu over Lg mu I, then the solvable radical R of Lg mu over Lg mu I is 0 on V. So basically V is a module for Lg mu over Lg mu I, quotient by R. Now any finite dimensional Lie algebra modulo its solvable radical is semi-simple. So one can prove that this Lg mu over Lg mu I over R is isomorphic to Gn, where capital N is a product of capital N1, capital N2, and capital Nn. Now it's known that any irreducible finite dimensional module for Gn is of the form tensor product of V lambda I for lambda I dominant integral. Now we put lambda bar is equal to lambda 1, lambda 2, lambda n, where lambda I is our dominant integral, and we complete the proof of the theorem by observing this map Lg mu going to Gn, which is given by x t1 raised power m1, t2 raised power m2, and so on, tn raised power mn, which goes to a1 I1 raised power m1, an in raised power mnx. I1 lies between 1 to capital N1, in lies between 1 to capital Nn, which yields our representation, and the ideal I is generated by the polynomials P1 T1 raised power k, P2 T2, and so on, Pn Tn. And these polynomials are given by P1 T1 raised power k, T1 product of T1 raised power k minus A1 I raised power k, I varies from 1 to N1. Because of cardinality of S is N1, so all these A1 I raised power k are distinct, for I varies from 1 to N1, and Pj Tj is equal to Tj minus Ajk, product of k varies from 1 to Nj, for j lies between 2 to N, and I is a cofinite ideal in C T1 raised power plus minus k, T2 raised power plus minus 1, Tn raised power plus minus 1. Because we are working over complex numbers, so we can write our polynomials in this way. So I think I should stop here.